A billion staring stars in the darkness of space and time. Through the emptiness came a small object. It was on a journey and carried with it a traveler. The craft became seen clearly. It was like a slightly flattened ovoid shape. Its surface was rough and pitted, rather like an asteroid. The traveler was headed for a very specific time and place. He was to grow and evolve and mature during his long journey, as specified by those who sent him, so that on his arrival he would possess all the powers he would need to provide assistance to certain beings in some future time who found themselves in danger of extinction. The travelers had been in existence for nearly a million Earth years. Their evolution had taken a very similar path to man on Earth and shared a similarity of physical structure: arms, legs, hands, feet. It was in their brains that they differed. The travelers had developed powers of the brain with the same energetic zeal that the people of the Earth had shown in pursuing mechanics and technology, and built up a totally different source of power and energy, one that led away from using their world's resources as a means of dominating nature. For them, the way of traveling to distant planets was more a massive concentration of minds to propel their craft, rather than a wasteful display of physics, chemistry, and hardware. By accommodating nature, retaining a balance between need and exploitation, the travelers evolved a philosophy that nurtured the development of the mind, one worth, they believed, exporting to other worlds. Their occasional visits to other planets did not require conquest and death and possession of an empire. The travelers' mission was to give species similar to their own no more than a gentle nudge in the right direction. Through time, there had been many successes, and sadly some failures, people who had lost their way and who needed a slight adjustment. The mission. The flattened, egg-shaped capsule which carried the traveler resembled an egg in another way. When the voyage began, the being inside the capsule had been little more than an embryo, so the pod contained all the means of supplying food, nourishment, and growth for the occupant on his long journey, which might take years. On this long journey, the traveler would have time in which to grow and mature, so that by the time of his arrival, he would be perfectly formed, equipped, and ready to carry out the task assigned to him. The capsule looked like a tiny spot of light as it progressed serenely across the dark background of deep space. It maintained a steady course on its journey across the galaxy. The course had been set. All was well. In the silence of dark space, there came a blinding flash of light. By sheer chance, something totally unpredictable had occurred. A nearby star had collapsed and gone supernova, and this star was close enough to cause the traveler drastic problems. The shockwaves emanating from the doomed star spread out like ripples of a stone thrown into a pool. Silent waves of sheer cosmic energy streamed out across space. When the first wave reached the traveler's path, his craft was tossed around like a canoe in a tsunami, helpless in the wild force released by the exploding star. Consequently, the tiny craft was thrown way, way off its intended course.